The world changes slightly overnightly while you sleep, as your tired mind rides the quiet silence of the deep. Tallying your troubles instead of counting sheep, thinking where we going sowing someone else's reap. The autumn dew and yawning dudes are warning you it's morning. Awful tube rides to the new sky, scraping blocks of boredom. Yesterday's a lesser day, today's a better bet, or today's a hedonistic lipstick day without regret. The age which we've just clambered out was Bambi-legged at times, one where hope's not handed out and seldom stars aligned, where dopey louts smoke and joke about with homeless men, because the wages that they make mean they're just as broke as them. The future that the sunrise brings, it sings a fresher song, and not some rosy hippie trip where we all get along, but one where understanding and compassion reign supreme, and dreaming big won't have the stigma that it seems to. The politically possessed and the ruthlessly religious, they will continue to shout about whatever is their business. But if they've good intent and are tolerant and peaceful, then tomorrow's gorgeous globe will be filled with better people. We won't label lads as bastards if they make a mad mistake. We won't label lasses sassy sows if they're complicated. It could be little villains clad in streetwear wearing beats, or some beach-haired beatniks wearing flares unwashed for weeks. But we all sleep with the deep ability to care and have compassion for another chap who wishes they weren't there. Some pick fights with fireworks and they tackle life with vigour. Some get dwarfed by problems that get forever bigger. Some preach like pin-up prophets nurtured by the internet, or shy away in shadows cast back by the 1%. The hell-bent or the heaven-sent or the heavily ignored, I hear you loud and clear. Here's your overdue applause for wading through your history and making it here alive. Emergence isn't always visible inside a hive. The lively mild, the tiny wild, the childish lost and loud, you've made it to today, and for that you should be proud. Ancient agonies can help us learn but don't dictate the way it has to be. We can burn all then create communities, not eulogies of teens and teenage dreams, from SE17 to N15 and in between. Living like an island, self-obsessed and cold. Yeah, that was the brazen way for many in the days of old. But a happy and empathic future started today. It started this morning. Because we're all the same, and there are only humans in our mighty human race.